Hey, what is up, entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs all over the world? It's Brian LoFermento here, back with another Action Saturday. Why? Because it's a perfect Saturday to be taking action, and we are being joined today by the awesome John Osting, who was our guest yesterday in episode 596, where he brought the heat and talked about lead generation, getting more conversations and bookings, meetings, so that you can start closing more sales, getting more customers and clients. And I'll tell you what, the second we got off our interview, John said to me, shoot, there's one really easy free tool that literally everybody should use because it's only going to enhance their lead generation. It's only going to enhance their sales efforts. So I want to share it with them. So it was a natural it for John to come right back on the very next day here with an Action Saturday to tell you a little bit about John. John Osting is the founder of Startup Sales Shop. His mission is to help small businesses and startups in the B2B space scale by enhancing their presence on LinkedIn at an affordable rate. With the help of buying intent data, automation tools, and AI, he's able to help founders and small business owners increase their number of meetings booked with prospects by 300% week over week. And today's Action Saturday is one of those tools that he has in his arsenal. If you want to go to his website, check it out at startupsalesshop.com. That's startupsalesshop.com. Otherwise, you want to hear about today's tool. Take it away, John.
Hey, thanks for that intro, Brian. And thanks for having me earlier this week on Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur. So if there was one thing that I probably could have added to that segment that I wanted listeners to know, is that there is a quick trick when it comes to retargeting prospects who have been visiting your website. So we talked a little bit about how I'll use buying intent data to help my clients and their campaigns when targeting folks who are actively searching for their solution. But what I forgot to mention is that there's another way to retarget or market to those folks who you know are actively looking at your website. So they're obviously interested in what you have to offer, but a lot of people don't really know how to gain access to who was looking at their webpage. So there is a company, I'm sure a lot of you in marketing have heard of it, called Clearbit. And in their website, they have a free tools section. And so if you go to clearbit.com and then go to, I believe it's resources, and then click on free tools, you'll see a website visitor or weekly website visitor tracking pixel that you can have embedded on the back end of your website. If you don't know how to do this and you had someone build your website for your business, go ahead and contact them with the instructions that Clearbit gives you after you sign up. It's free to sign up on Clearbit's website, and they'll mail you the instructions and the pixel that you'll have to embed on the back end of your site. And what that does is it'll actually start tracking right away everyone who's visiting, usually in the form of company domains. And you'll get served that list every Friday, either Friday morning or Friday afternoon, depending what time zone you're in, of all the folks who were looking around your website that week. And from there, it'll give you the option to prospect the company on LinkedIn. And so it'll take you to the company page, and it's usually the decision makers, key decision makers, or employees that are listed when you land on that page. And while I don't think they're allowed to say who it was exactly that visited your site, it's more than likely going to be the first person on that list that they give you. So again, clearbit.com, go to their free tool section, the weekly visitor report. You sign up and make a free profile on Clearbit's website, and go to that tool, and then they'll send you the instructions there on how to get that report. And from there, you know, you can go and add those folks on LinkedIn, message them manually. I'm also, you know, happy to set you up with a campaign that'll help do that for you on the back end. So that's all I have for you guys today. And that is today's Action Saturday episode. So go take action.